Thank you for listening to today's message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about our church and our ministry, please visit our church website at livingwaterschurchelkriver.org. We pray that you were both blessed and encouraged by today's message.
Gospel of John, chapter 10, beginning at verse 10. This is one of the I Ams. There's seven times, eight if you count the time he said, I am, and the guard fell down. But this is one of the seven times that Jesus carries the I Am from the Old Testament into the New, and he says, I am. And then he goes on to say who he am. And in this case, he says he's the shepherd and he's the door to the sheep and all that. But I just want to focus on verse 10 and 11. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. It seems like this morning we are focusing on Christmas early. And I think that's really good. We are focusing on this season that we're entering into, and how many of you can sense the spirit of the season? And I mean that in a good way. I mean, there is just something about this time of year for even in this nation, for those of us, and even some who maybe don't, who just recognize that this is an awesome season of time together and family time potentially, and the giving of gifts, the receiving of gifts, and all of that carries with it a bit of a spirit that is not necessarily bad. It is a spirit of generosity in many cases. And it's good for us to see the end from the beginning, or to see the end of why was there a baby born in the manger? Not there yet. Why is the manger ready? And he says, I came that I might give life. Now, I do want us to notice that he focuses on why the adversary came. And as Ellie said, and as, never forget, oh, what's their names? Lou and Pam said. And as Heidi said. And as maybe a few others said. And as Brian said. And we have an adversary. And Jesus just puts it right out there. He says, yeah, you have an adversary, and he came for one purpose. I came for another. And he stands up the two purposes, and he stands them up side by side. One has come to rob, kill, destroy, steal. The other has come to give life, and life more abundantly. And I don't like ever really enjoy much speaking or focusing on the adversary. But we do need to focus on it enough, even as Ellie said, to recognize he's at work and he's got a plan. We are not ignorant of his devices. Some translations say we are not ignorant of his schemes. He's got plans. He's got a systematic theology which is heavily based in destroying you and destroying me. So we need to understand that. But so what? Because there is one who has come that is greater than him, that has a name that is above every other name, both in heaven and on earth and beneath the earth. And his name is Jesus. And he has come with a purpose that demolishes everything that comes against us. We might say to ourselves, well, I've been married X number of years. Why do I really need to focus on my marriage? Because he has come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. And can I just say to you, God is not satisfied with your marriage. He's not satisfied with your anything. And that, not that he's upset with you, but you are not as blessed as your father wants you to be blessed. And there is this tremendous love, and we sang about it all morning, of a God who is all-powerful, almighty, and he has this overwhelming love, and he's a giver.
Yes, he is.
He is a giver. He gives, 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 gives. That's all he can do. He can't take because he has everything. He is the source of everything. You know, now he can receive our love, and he does receive our love. But if we're really honest, we love him because he first loved us. Even this morning, you might sit here this morning and say, we sang all kinds of song about God's love for us. What about our love for him? Well, what about it? Big whoop. I'd rather sing about his love for me, because singing about his love for me does something inside of me that causes me to love him. Now, that doesn't mean we don't sing love songs to him, but I tell you, the whole message of Christmas is not about, come on, guys, fall in love with the baby that's not even here yet. It's about God sent his son in the form of a baby because of his love for us. That's what the angels were heralding. These are angels, by the way, if you didn't catch it. And they were heralding. Well, they were. Are you laughing at me? They were heralding good news. There's good news. There's good news. And there's good news in the house this morning. There is good news. For unto us the Son is born. Unto us the Son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And he's going to kick the devil's butt. He said it. But I don't believe it. That was the good news. There was another on the scene. There was one who was sent, and he came to rob, kill, and destroy. But now there's another one who's been sent, and he's come to give life. And so why should I, after 33 years, why should we? We've always worked pretty hard on our marriage and always made a point to take time away. Holiday Inn knows who we are. And that's important, by the way. Just a side note, it's important to get away, especially those of you parents who have kids. I know you love those little creatures, but you got to get away from them sometime. You just do. You know what I'm talking about. It's important. And so we have this God who loves us so much that he sends this son, and he's came to give us life. And the word for life there is Zoe. It's God life. It's a different life you had before you got born again. See, everybody in the world that's walking around today is alive. But they don't all have life. They don't have Zoe life. In fact, Jesus, we read it in verse 11, he uses the word life again, and it's a totally different word. He says the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Totally different word. Doesn't have anything to do with Zoe life. Doesn't have anything to do with a God. It's like a charisma. That's where we get our word charismatic from. There's a charisma that God gives to the people of God. And so they radiate. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. There is a radiation and a saltiness about the people of God, or should be. We should be infectious. Sometime in your life, somebody has got to say to you, what on earth are you on? What are you smoking, man? I had that happen on a job site once years ago. I came in, said we'd start at 7 in the morning so we could leave earlier and get ahead of the traffic and come in. And I was just having a good day. I'm not saying every day was this way, but I was just pumped. Probably listened to the radio all the way in, prayed all, I don't know. But anyway, one of the guys says, what on earth are you on? So I told him. They used to call me Preacher Bob.
Still do.
Still do. But see, there is this Zoe life that you and I have. The other word, in the original language, and I don't know that I'll say it right, is psycheia. And I believe it's the root word we get our word psyche from, and probably even psychologists and some of that, because it just has to do with life, the fact that you're sucking air. How many of you know that God desires us to be here for more than just to use up oxygen? Amen. Cats and dogs can do that. And in my personal opinion, they just waste it. Oh, man. There we go. Well, there it is. Okay. Welcome to the Church of Animal Lovers. Bring your pets in next week and we'll lay hands on them and bless them. Oh, man. No, but come on. The reality is... Yeah. Pastor Dave will clean that up. He's going to have a pet. Yeah, he'll pet your dog. Keep it away from me. Oh, man. What is going on in this room? You know what's going on in this room? Zoe life. The life of God. Just life. We're just having fun in our Father's presence and in His living room. And you say, well, preacher, I'm trying to take notes, but it doesn't make any sense. Well, I've got a few here written, and they don't make sense either. All the Lord gave me was this scripture, and I didn't know even, you know what? I wasn't even sure I'd have time to preach, because at the retreat, everybody went around. Every single person shared a testimony. Some probably because they had to. I understand that. And I want to say again, if you didn't share a testimony this morning, that means, you know, that's okay. That's not a measure of anything. But I know God did stuff in our lives. And it was abundant stuff, and it was Zoe life. Marcy said it well. We see, and that's why I say God wants us way more blessed than we are. As a father, and I'm just as an earthly father, and you parents can relate to this, you want to give your kids just everything you can. You just do. You just want to give it. What do I do now? Okay. He thinks I'm going to trip.
I know what it's like to pass.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor. Isn't that special? Oh, God. Just bless them. Bless them. Bless them, Father. So there is this Zoe life that has to do... See, what I really believe is it's eternal life. I mean, it is the life we will have forever. Read my lips. Forever. I really believe that. And this is what Jesus came to give. And to give us that life more abundantly. In other words, in ever increasing. That word abundantly is very interesting. Well, let me read it to you. Out of the Strong's Concordance. You go ahead. You have your little Zoe life party. Here's what that word means. It means more, beyond measure, vehemently, more abundantly, advantage, very highly, exceedingly abundant. Here's the first real definition. Exceeding some number of measure or rank or need. See, the reality is, whatever life you think you've got in God, there is more. And the abundant life that God, and whatever marriage you think you have, there is more. Whatever way in which you're blessed financially, there is more. It does not matter. The abundant life of Jesus is like a stone thrown into a pond, and it just keeps rippling and rippling and rippling and rippling, because there's always more. And it does not matter. We could fill this room with 1 million marbles, and we could say, whoa, that's an abundant amount of marbles. But by the very use of the word abundant, it's not, because there's more. What'd the preacher preach about today? Marbles. Marbles.
But see, that's the abundant life. It isn't like we reach some plateau and then, we're there. We finally made it. See, the Christian walk is an awesome walk of discovering how much more God wants to bless us and the struggles that we go through because we have an adversary that above everything else does not want us to be blessed. He doesn't. And I don't know if you've understood this or if you've come, but I'm here to tell you something. And if this hurts your feelings, I'm sorry, but you need to know this. The devil does not like you. He doesn't. And you can try to be in, you know, you can try to fit into some form or mold or something so that people that know the devil very well and associate with him like you. But I'm going to tell you, he does not like you. Because you have a life. And so the next time he harasses you, tell him to get a life. However, understand this, he can't. He cannot get a life even if he wants one. He cannot enter into this life. I want to suggest to you that not even the angels can enter into this life. Because it is the life of those who can sing a song that only those who are redeemed can sing. And we can sing the song of the redeemed of the Lord. I've been bought back from the mess I was in. And my God is moving me from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from faith to faith. And I'm constantly being moved from where I was to where I'm going, which is going to end up in eternity. But I'm in the process and I'm on a journey while I'm in this body and on this planet. And I'm moving toward an abundant life. You know what? You know what I'm really after? I want that when I die, number one, don't you dare raise me from the dead. I'm just saying. Number two, I want to enter the gates of heaven and have so grown in my knowledge of God and in the blessings of His. And I'm not talking about stuff, although He likes to bless us with stuff. I love to bless my kids with stuff. As they were growing up, what parent among us didn't wish or don't wish? You know, I wish I could have blessed them even more. I remember when I promised John that he could have a 22 when he was 12. I think he was more patient waiting than I was because I wanted to have him because I knew that when he got his 22 and I had my 22, we were going to go to the woods. Oh, yeah. And we were going to spend time together in a whole new way that we had never spent it before. Just around something that was special to him and was special to me. And I think he did get it before he was 12, by the way, because I couldn't wait. And so us parents, in a micro, just a little microcosm, we understand this love that wants to give, this love that wants to just bless, bless, bless. And even those feelings of, I wish I could bless more. Wish I could have got him a better 22 than I did. Stinking thing jams sometimes. But do you understand what I'm saying? See, we need to realize that the love that we feel it because of God, but it is His same nature toward us. And so there is that abundance that He wants us to have. There is that blessing that He wants us to have. He wants us to have the more in every facet of our life. And we need to know that the opposition to that is real. Now, here's the thing that I want to suggest we tend to think is that God is sitting in heaven arbitrarily blessing. Bless you, my son. Bless you, my daughter. Whatever it is. Bless you. And that'd be fine if it wasn't for the cross. But see, the cross carries a message, and it screams it loud all through from the time of Jesus till today. It screams a message, and the message that it screams is, it is finished. It is finished. So everything that pertains to godliness is available to me. Everything that of abundance that I have need of has already been released by my Father through the cross and through his Son. So it isn't about God arbitrarily holding back blessing from me. It is me stepping into the place, and it has to do with times and seasons in our life. It has to do with a lot of things. A lot of the stuff that we go through is preparation. By this way, this character that comes to rob, kill, and destroy, God doesn't have a problem with him. And he realizes that from time to time that character ruffles our feathers. But God gets every bit of mileage that he can out of that. So that we are prepared for the time and season of the greater abundance. Why did I, if I was so enthused about giving my son a gun so we could share things together and all that before he was 12, why did I set it? A time and space, 12 years old. Because it had to do with the ability to handle the blessing that was released. It had to do with being in a place where we could handle the abundance. And so it is with our Heavenly Father. So he moves us forward, and we go through times, and we get stretched, and we get messed up, and we get... And all the time, he is looking not at just where we are, but where we're going. Good. Yeah. And he walks us through where we are to get there. We would have an abundant life. God wants us way more blessed than we are. We need to see that. If you think it is spiritual to be poor, let me know how that works for you. Now, there are things way more important than a gun. And I gave my son things way more important than the gun. In fact, that was just a tool to give him some things way more important. Yeah. Part of which was me. Like it or not. I smile because I'm your father. I laugh because there's nothing you can do about it. Would that have to do with anything? But the greatest blessing, and God said it to Abraham in the midst of all the blessings that he had promised, and in the midst of Abraham waiting for his blessing, God put it all right here. I shall be your exceeding and your great reward. See, he is our reward. He is our abundance. I think I said last week, and I'll say again, it's not so much about the end of the journey, it's about the journey. It's about that process of walking with God in daily life. Now, we're going to do something this morning. We have a half hour, according to God time. I feel like we should do an abundance tunnel. Now, but I'm gonna just be really honest with you as a leader. One of my frustrations with doing tunnels and fire tunnels is they take so long. So I'm going to give you all a responsibility. Because when we see, the purpose of the tunnel is to lay hands on and all of that, and for you to both get laid hands on and get blessed and have an impartation of an abundance blessing, if we could say it that way. And also to be able to give one away. By the way, you do have it to give away.
Yes.
You have much to give away. What tends to make the line go so long is we get into words and we feel like the releasing of lots of words will help God out. And there are times when it does. I mean, there are times. But see, have you ever seen that in prayer? Sometimes it's like our much speaking is going to somehow, after half hour, then God finally, oh, that's what you meant. No, he knew what you had need of before you asked. And I think sometimes both in prayer and in prophecy, we just feel like lots of words will get it done. A few months back, I said, when people go through, release one word, one word. And we tend to think, oh yeah, but if I just add this, this, and this to it, that'll change everything. Well, you're just not looking at it in a spiritual sense, you're looking at it in a natural sense. We're releasing that which is spiritual, which doesn't take any words. Especially if you're laying on of hands, by the way. Two ways to impart, words or the laying on of hands. So we're going to have an exercise in restraint. Some people got some things to learn. And we're going to have an exercise in obedience. Because here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a line, but we cannot speak words. I want us to understand the power that we have because I have Zoe life within me. And because to whatever degree in my walk with God, I've attained that place of an ever-increasing abundance, I have something to add or to give to my brother and sister, and I can do it simply by the laying on of hands. Whew. And please, please don't go from here and say Pastor Bob doesn't like prophecy or prayer. It's not that at all. It's that in a or dogs or cats. Well, Alice, let sleeping dogs lie. If the horse is dead, dismount. That's a whole other sermon. So we're going to do this. And if you're new here and you want to take part in this, you are free to. And basically we line up two lines of people and people just walk through. And they just lay hands on you and bless you without words today. But I am doing this because I want us... Twofold, I want us to understand the power that is in our touch. Because see, if we understand it in here, we'll understand it out there. Because I'll tell you this, those who don't have this life and that more abundantly need it. And you have it to give away, sometimes just by touching. Sometimes just by caring. Yes, sometimes with words of encouragement, words of affirmation, words of validation. But for this setting and for this day, so that we're not here till 1 and we got a meal waiting. Not only that, it's just good to exercise, Dan, restraint. You know what that is, don't you, Dan? Yes. So, yeah, go with it. Let her come. Father, we just thank you. Come on up. Line up. You know, just line up. If you don't want to take part, you feel free not to. If you want to watch a while and see if you really are in for this or not, you feel free to do that. Let's go to a single line right by the Christmas tree. So that's the end of the double line right there. So you guys that are back there, you can just start through. Those of you who are in the tunnel, and then when you get to the end of the tunnel, you become a part of the tunnel. You add on. Just release. And just release. Without words, release what you carry. You do carry something. It's Zoe life. You're releasing a blessing. Those of you who go through the line, just understand. Without words, they are releasing a blessing. And they are carrying something. Release of life. An abundance blessing.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. If you live in or are planning to travel to the Elk River area, we invite you to join us for our Sunday morning worship service at 9:30 a.m. each week. For directions and to learn more about our church, please visit our church website at livingwaterschurchelkriver.org.